Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
You are now listening to Wet, Wet Wednesday, Monsters Radio. Yeah, what a roar and a purr.
Unbelievable. And Jazzy B.
Let me see what I got up next for y'all. I got some Tank, John B for y'all to review. We got stories first. Get in. So this is Tank. It's called WWJD. Ooh-wee. With a rock.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it in. Don't forget to share our link and call our number.
I've been reaching out my head, trying to make you understand that you don't have to be alone. No, you don't have to be. You don't have to be alone. 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 Baby, can we get along? I can change the vibe in your environment. Oh yeah, yes, I can. Say I put you in the bed, you're lying in. Oh yeah, yes, I can. Don't keep me waiting too long. Don't keep me waiting too long. Oh, girl, get over here, get at me.
Oh yeah,
I bet I can make you happy.
Oh yeah,
anything you want, just ask me. Don't keep me waiting too long. Don't keep me waiting too long. Oh, I've been reaching out my head, trying to make you understand that you don't have to be alone. No, you don't have to be. You don't have to be alone. 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 Baby, can we get along? Get a dose of my potion on you. How you feeling better than you ever been? Cause I feel like I could be your medicine. Knock you out and bring you back from the dead again, babe. Girl, get over here, get at me.
Oh, yeah,
I bet I can make you happy.
Oh, yeah,
anything you want, just ask me. Don't keep me waiting too long. Don't keep me waiting too long. Out my head, trying to make you understand that you don't have to be alone. No, you don't have to be. You don't have to be alone. 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 Baby, can we get along?
That's new music by Tank. You don't have to be alone, baby. You can be tuned in with us right here on Monsters Radio Live Podcast with Aurora. It is Wet, Wet Wednesday, and I'm feeling it. Oh, I'm just saying, if I ain't got panty droppers for y'all tonight, I got something that at least make y'all want to dance butt naked in front of the front window with the shades open. I'm just saying. So, I'm DJ E-Monster, as y'all know, and let's say hello to the lady of the hour, Miss Unbelievable. How you doing, Mama? Hello.
Hey, hey, hey. I am doing monstrously wet. great.
Okay. Don't be scared. Be what you want to be.
I'm scared.
Let's see. It is New Year, so I'd like to say Happy New Year to everybody out there listening. You did. You made it to another one. Congratulations. I had some funky shit to say in my head, but we're going to leave it alone. So what we on tonight there, Miss Unbelievable, until Jazzy get here with her topics.
You know, we on topics. We on talking about what you did over yesterday, you know, how you bring in a new year? Did you bring in what, you know, with the same tradition, or did you do something different? And oh my God, what did you do? Yeah. So.
Look, you're talking like Jazzy.
Along
already
with
here,
you know
y'all,
that sexy
y'all
music.
Y'all
feel
fair, boy.
Oh my God.
Right.
And some sexy
right,
music.
Right. No, I said, there you go. There you go.
That was moving
like
through, yo. Yeah, I'm waiting for her to get here. You know, I'm just like, yes, come on, girl. Yes, bring it. But yeah. And until then, you can hit us up 563-999-3411. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Right. New number, new year, and, you know, we're doing it monstrously. So, all right. So, yeah. So, let's see. What are some of the things that we got that we can talk about? And I like how you said, you know, like, what did y'all do last night, New Year's Eve? That could have been that could be a whole show all by itself. Like you said, I mean, did you do it traditionally, or did you let the balls drop in your mouth? That's what we want to know. It's Wet Wet Wednesday. We do adult conversation around here, so don't call in here and be scared. Say what you want to say. You dig? Also, we're going to talk about what was the craziest thing on Wet Wet Wednesday in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got it. I think we got one, Miss Umberly. I think we got one.
I think we got
let's
one.
Let's see.
I think we got one.
Yeah.
I think we got a couple. You know,
mm-hmm.
because you got to tell us about some London stuff. You know what I'm saying? What was the craziest thing you did in London? You know, because you was our world traveler last year in 2019. So, you know, we got to speak on that. I'm just saying.
Right. Okay. Yep, we can speak on that. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, we got a hell of a show for y'all. We got some John B. Y'all remember John B? What was his song? Something dumb about you and me. I don't know. I messed that all up. But y'all know what song
put
it
out your mind, because it's jealousy. They don't know about this
don't
thing.
Know about yeah, there we go. Yeah, y'all remember John B.
Got
I got some new John B. for y'all. Right, that's perfect for Wet Wet Wednesday. So we got that. We got a nice lineup for you guys tonight. So don't forget, if you can remember something that was hot in 2019 that you remember about Monsters Radio, it could be Wet Wet Wednesday or not. You dig? Hit us up. Y'all know the new number. If you don't, it's 563-999-3411. Let's see. And yeah,
and
we're gonna talk about
They can hit us up on the chat that we have on Blog Talk Radio / Monsters Radio. Hit us up and they can do a chat. They can chat with us. We can read. We can read it on the show. We can add it in. You can chat anytime with us, 24/7, 365 days a week. You could chat with us now because we want to hear from you while we're live on the air. If you don't want to be seen and you just want to just be like real, real nasty, we like y'all's comments. Yes. Or if you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
No, I was going to say. And remember, in the chat room, I can't hang up on you. So you can say what you want to say.
Sure.
So, all right. Well, we're still making time for Jazzy to get over here. Let's see. What should we do? I mean,
let's talk about, you know, what you did. What you do last night? Was you friendly? Was you not? I'm just saying. You go first.
I can go first. I'll just say on all that freaky stuff. I know it's Wet Wet Wednesday. I would love to tell y'all something nasty. I'm talking about so nasty your preacher will hang up. But my balls did not drop last night. Nope, I just went out and kicked it. I actually had a good time. When I kicked it with my sister, we went to a restaurant. I had great food, man. I had this salad, and they had, I don't know what, they cooked it somehow. They put it on a grill or something. I had some little baby romaine salad or something, and that was the bomb. I'm just saying, I ain't never had no salad cooked Like, I don't like the lettuce too heated up, but somehow this was perfect. We had a great dinner. We went upstairs at the place, enjoyed the New Year's Eve festivities. But as y'all know, as usual, you go a place and they want, like, man, they gave us $11 for you know, when you give your kids apple juice and you give them in that little cup. That's the type of bullshit they was giving us, man. What the fuck? You did? What the fuck? So, yeah. But other than that, I mean, yes, I had a good time. I enjoyed it. I got home safe. I didn't drink and drive. So, yeah, I mean, it was a good night. I wish I had something extravagant to tell y'all, but no, not this time. Yeah, so I had a good night. I mean, what about you? What'd you do? I mean, did you go out kicking? Did you get your freak on?
No. For whatever reason, this year I was just feeling like a homebody. Like, I just sat at home and I did what I'd love to do. I wrote spoken word pretty much all night, played with my grandkids, and just chilled out, you know, laughed with my sons, laughed with my daughter-in-law, and just kicked it. Like, at the crib, I didn't even drink at all that night. Mm-hmm. I had a time with my girls that morning. We had a breakfast, you know, my girls that I've been kicking it with since mm-hmm. I was five, so that's 40 plus years. Mm-hmm. We're talking decades and decades. So hung out with them, and I was like, at a time where I was like, this decade I don't want to bring in nothing that I don't want to bring into my new decade. So I just chilled out the crib. I really focused on this being a new decade for me.
Right, that's what's up. I'm glad you spent it with family and stuff like that, you know, chilled out. You brought the new year in right, working. You dig, getting prepared,
yeah.
Getting stuff together and making it do what it do. You dig? I don't like your homegirls, though. I don't like your friends. It is what it is. Your friends are scrappers. And yeah, they'll beat me up. I'm just saying, your friends are hard.
They will. They do go hard. They go hard in the paint for me. Like, all my friends will beat your ass. Like, they do not play.
Right.
Like, I got ones that will thank you. I got ones that will hide your body and you can't find it. Yeah, I got those friends. And then I got those ones who will pay somebody off, you know, and you won't know it's them. Yeah, I got some friends that you just be like, okay, make that happen. You know, I got investors. I got some friends. Yes, I do.
Yeah, when I see your friends walk in, I go stand by security. It is. I'm just saying.
But listen, when we walk in, the party begins. You best believe that. You're going to leave that security guard and be like, oh, they bought the party. You going to come join? Because that's how we get down. We get slim. Yeah.
Right.
I ain't this unbelievable for nothing. I'm just saying. You know, speak on it.
Oh, snap. All right. So what about that? I guess we should slap some music in here.
Yeah, let's do that. What we rocking with? Yeah.
Let's see here. I got a new artist for you guys. Let's see. Here we go. Angelique. Nope, that's not it. Yes. Angelica Villa.
Okay.
This is called All I Do Is For You. Monsters Radio. New music. This one right here is a panty dropper.
That one right there? Is a penny dropper, so
this
I should be bringing mine out
now.
That one right here, okay.
Hey,
let's
if
hear
it. Don't drop
let's
yours,
go, y'all.
I'm gonna drop mine. It is what it is. Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesday.
We live, y'all.
So
you mean drop
too.
Her panties off of her? You mean drop her panties off of her? Just saying. Taking them draws. Let's get.
Not to love online. Give me something
Angelica Villa, All I Do Is For You. Monstrous Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday, podcast with a roar. Get in.
Yeah, I like that.
That's all I could say. You like that?
Yeah, I'm going to put that in my rotation. When my man come, you know, that just take them off, baby. Just take them off. Just set them over there. Just take them off. They just take them off. Because, yeah, just take them off.
Slide right off me. All right, tell the people who the show's been brought to you by tonight. Who's our sponsor?
The Soul of Me Speaks by your one and only Truly Me. Spoken words. Just want to let y'all know I released volume 2 today. Yes. So if you want to hit me up and purchase any of my books, The Soul of Me Speaks, The Soul of Me Speaks volume 2, or the 30-day journal of The Soul of Me Speaks, you can go to lulu.com. You can Google. You could go to Amazon. You can go to Goodreads. And you can order your books. Yes, let's get it. Let's go. She's so unbelievably happy right now.
Okay.
And it's brought to you by Monsters U.S. Apparel. I got it, right? I got it, right?
Close. Monster U.S. Apparel. You said monstrous. Monster U.S. Apparel.
Monster U.S. Apparel.
Or your expression
on
your
chest.
Yeah, I'm
going to get that.
Right.
Yes.
Make sure you support our sponsors because they help pay for the show to make sure you get it for free. So, all right, if you'd like to sponsor our show, it is, we'll make your ass a commercial.
Yes, we will.
We're going to make some commercials coming up here soon. So, all right, get involved with us. Hit us up at monsterusradio@gmail.com and put in attention sponsorship. Let's see. Let's go ahead and start moving into our topic for tonight.
Okay.
I know one of the topics Jazzy wants to talk about, just so I let you guys brainstorm on it a little bit till she get here. She wanted to talk about what's your favorite body part. You dig? I think she also wanted to touch on what's your favorite spot to get it in.
It's the weirdest spot. What's the weirdest place you ever had sex?
There we go. All right.
Weirdest place.
So when she get here, she'll break it down for y'all a little bit more. If not, we might run with it anyway in just a little bit. But let's bring it to the people. You know, we have other episodes like Karma Cafe, Friday Night Live, Monstrous Mondays, Takeover Tuesday. We can take over the radio, but there's nothing like Wet Wednesday. I think this is like our biggest show. You dig? And we've had some crazy conversations. We've had some crazy nights, crazy freaky callers, all kinds of things. I mean, the things that make you go, "What up?" Yep, that's what they said. what's some of the craziest things that we talked about on Wet Wednesday.
I know the one that I liked the most was when it was Electric by Kim, and she was talking about the erectile dysfunctional penile something, you know, when it was something. But basically your penis is real tiny. It's like it's not even, it's like a bite-sized snickle, like, you know, a little bitty snickle, just a little bit of snickle, and it's like a real thing. Like, and we really went into details and talked about it, like how small it is and how they still can use it, and we was talking about how the pleasure won't be. And so it was just like, and then it kind of got into the size matter and the long ones, the short ones, the medium ones, and what's the best. And, yeah, that was just an awesome time because – we went in, and we went in, and I mean, the men talked about stuff, and then the women was talking about the long ones don't know how to use it, and the medium size ranges from like 5 to 7, and then the 8 to 10 or 12 is the long. I mean, we was giving numbers, and whoo, it was a night. Y'all got to go back and find. I'm serious. It was fun. We all shared our preferred size, and how we like them to work with the preferred size, but the bite size snicker didn't come. It didn't win. It didn't win from nobody. I'm just saying.
Right. She was trying to explain how it's like actually a syndrome. Yeah, and I don't know if you can get an SSI check for it, but you can definitely get a handicap sticker that goes on the side of your nuts. But, yeah, it was crazy. Like, in the way she said it, it was like a rap song, erectile, penile, syndrile, symptom, something. I mean, it was just crazy. Yeah, like, wow, like, I mean, how did you even find this? You dig? I'm just saying. I mean, yeah, we had some other good ones. Like, I think a good one was the conversation hard or soft. Yeah, I mean, I think that was a good one. A lot of ladies called in on that one. That was a good one. I think another crazy one was, and I, you know what? I noticed a lot of crazy ones that either start out with Kim or they end with Kim. Miss Electrified, Kim, Jungle Love, look out. Whoa, when she was talking about something. Because, you know, if you've listened and you know who we're talking about, you know she's a dominant female, right?
Uh-huh.
So basically, to sum it up, she had, like, a dude in heels, a dress, doing all kinds of funky things. Yeah, so it got really, really wild that night because, yeah, some people's like, oh, you know, it even got heated at some point. Somebody's in, man.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. Yeah. You remember? Yeah, it got.
I do because I think.
So, yeah.
I think we were talking about being dominant and submissive, and what, and I mean, we went into detail about, you know, the room and what's in the room and the flocks and the and the bars, extension bars, and the all the tools that go into your sex dungeon, and we just went in. And how you get to be submissive or dominant, it was fun. And then we learned who was submissive, who was dominant. Oh, yes. Ooh, that was another good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So saying that we brought that up and we brought that part into the vibration of the earth, getting vibrations of the earth, let's go ahead and talk about that. Was another thing we was going to talk about tonight was toys. Because, I mean, we did touch on it before in the past. I don't think it was 19. It might have been 18, though. We touched on it, you know, about, you know, does it intimidate men? I think it was, like, close to Valentine's. It might have been last year. It might have been Valentine's Day.
It was last year.
You know,
it was Valentine's Day. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, sex toys. I don't remember. I have to go over there and look at the little sheet that says exactly what it was that we could discuss on it. But definitely, if you guys have a favorite episode or something you guys remember talking about, or you got inspired right now by what we were saying, you're like, well, why don't you take a jab at this? How y'all feel about that? Hit us up. 563-999-3411 or hit us up in the chat. You know, you can do it anonymously. I'm over here in the chat right now waiting for somebody to say something to me. It is. I'm just saying. I'm over here waiting like Double Dutch. Come on. Say something. I wish you would.
You jumping in?
yeah, I'm
well,
jumping
I'm
all
jump
the way
in. I'm going to jump in. And I'm going to talk about, let's talk a little bit about sex toys since we are on the subject. And y'all look on our Facebook page because I'm going to put some sex toys on there and I'm going to ask a question and you guys can once again put it in the chat. Would you use these? Okay. So last week, I do believe we talked about toys and I brought up an extender, right?
Mm-hmm.
and a penis extender. I bought that up. And the extender is not like it makes it long. It just is, well, it does make it long, but there's like different attachments that are on there, and it works for the man and the woman, okay? So my question, how do you feel about that touching your dick and like another dick in the room and not touching your dick, like the vibrating and, you know, do you feel like, you know, you're gay or, you know, you see what I'm saying? You get where I'm going? And are you excited about using toys? Right. And then what happens when she's more excited by the toy than you? How do you feel about that? So a whammy question, but I'll explain it again. Sex toys, are you okay with it? Do you feel that your manhood is being challenged? And if your woman enjoys it more than you do, and when I mean more than you do, I mean she's moaning and screaming and hollering more than she is with you. How do you feel about that?
Right. Huh. Well. I'm trying to figure out what we should do. I was wondering if we should let it marinate.
Play some music.
Right.
Let that marinate.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I told you guys earlier, I told you because that's just kind of just too rough for me. So I had mentioned.
You like it rough.
That.
My bad.
I mentioned that I was going to help you, or I was going to give you guys some new John B. for review. So I got that up, ready, loaded for you guys to check it out. So hit us up. Let us know on the Monstars page on Facebook. That's T-H-E-M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z. Get it? Hit us up. Let us know if you like it. Or you can hit us up at MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com. Just put in John B., Priceless, and what you thought of it. And we're going to start tallying these songs, and we're going to start having, you know, like a top 10 and all that type of stuff. So we need your votes. So check it out. This right here. Here it is. John B. This is Priceless on Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesday. It's not all slow, y'all.
But it's definitely,
but it's definitely sexy,
y'all.
Sexy.
Let's go put it up.
We live, y'all.
How about we take a trip to Cabo? Private jet to go wherever I go. Spending money like you won the lotto. Eating chicken if you got it, that's the motto. Show you something you ain't never seen before. It's real life, you ain't got a dream no more. Let's jump into some new shit like you want no more. We'll be going to November, let your mama know. Bustin' the cabana, set the champagne. Pour it up, we ain't worried about a damn thing. Girl, your son kissed body, drive me insane. Maybe glad you got my
You know what you got there, it's priceless. 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 Yeah, money can buy you diamonds. Diamonds. For your finance. Cause you can have anything you want, girl. And got us coasting, expose you to this yacht life. Kissing your body in the moonlight, make you feel right all night. Diamond necklace, make it twinkle like a star. Can't explain just how beautiful you are. As long as you're next to me, baby, you already got everything and anything you need. Show you something you ain't never seen before. It's real life, you ain't got a dream no more. Let's jump into some new shit like you want them all. Going to nothing but let your mama know. Bustin' the cabana, sippin' champagne. Pour it up, we ain't worried about a damn thing. Girl, your son gets body, drive me insane. Made me glad you got my last name.
You know what you got there is priceless.
Right.
You know what you got. You know what you got.
You can buy you
diamonds.
You
can have anything you want, girl.
trap, pull up in this S-class.
I know that you like that.
Take flights, no time lapse.
Flying till we get jet lag.
Leave the bags with the bailman.
Shout day playing with the bubble bag.
Chanel robe with a half a
back rubs in the bathtub.
Give you a dog, you never get enough.
Tend to my dogs, you
wanna run.
Always give it up.
Bring the heat. That's all I'm going to say. Go light skin. Bring the heat.
Right. So, all right. That's what's up. Hold on. We got somebody over here on the line. Let's see who this is. 678-753. It's Wet Wednesday. Who we got on the line? Huh?
It's Jazzy B.
What's
hey,
up, Jazzy?
We good.
Oh my goodness. Oh Lord. Here they go. Oh Lord.
We done. Let's go. We done. We kept it short, sweet, and sexy.
Don't hate on our girl time.
You know.
Do not hate on our girl time. You know,
yeah,
I got
cause every
to
time
this,
y'all
I
had y'all
I
girl
do
time.
The girly stuff first, and then I turn into the real nigga for you. You know that's how it goes. I just called a fine. I just realized that.
My
bad.
My head a cape.
Yes, you called a fine. I'm just saying, put the money in the jar right now. Put the money in the drawer right now.
Dang it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Now I got to come back.
I was
going to
call you
on
as soon as you said it, but I just didn't want to be petty. Because as soon as you said, I was going to say, ooh, but I said, Don't be petty. They going to get her. Yeah. So, all right, we was on the rundown. Let's see, we talked about, like, what did we talk about? I believe we talked about our favorite show on Wet Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of set up your topics for tonight so they can marinate on it in a little bit in case people decide to call in. Let's see, so now that you're here, I mean, come on, let's talk about the things that you want to talk about. So go ahead and set it up and tell us why we talking about that.
Okay, so y'all know my brain just be going everywhere. And I was like, what is a good topic for Wet Wednesday? So,
mm-hmm.
You know, everybody can't kiss. So that's how I came up with... That's how I came up with what is a bad kisser. Because, you know, everybody don't know what they're doing. It's sad to say, but there's a lot of people that don't know how to kiss. It is.
True.
Mm-hmm.
True. Y'all want me to go last? I mean, true. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and step out here. I'm going to go first. Yes, 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 and there's nothing worse than a bad kisser. I would have to say, even like, yes, it's like phenomenal how many people really don't know how to kiss. It is. I mean, I understand. Apparently, in these new millennials, they do anything, eat booty, all kinds of things, but they ain't trying to kiss nobody. You dig? But yeah, there's an art to it. You know what I mean? A simple kiss can turn somebody totally the fuck on. You dig? Whether it be a quick one, you get a little spark, or that quick little press. You know what I mean? But yes, it's not what to me. A bad kiss is somebody who licks the top of your nose. It licks all around your mouth. That's a bad kiss to me. I hate that. Oh, I cannot stand it. I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Calm the hell down. Are you trying to kiss me or eat me? You supposed to suck on something else, not on this head. Yeah, they don't put my whole head in your mouth. I'm just saying. So to me, yeah, because I'm going to leave it out there. I'm going to see what y'all going to say. I mean, have y'all had what they call them, wet kisses? Something like that? A dog kiss? I don't know. That's a...
Oh.
I mean, what y'all call a bad kiss? Gabby?
If I feel like if you're going to kiss, then one kiss should make you want to do more than just kiss. If a kiss cannot have that effect, I don't want it.
Mm-hmm. I feel you exactly what I'm saying. I feel you. That's exactly what I'm saying. That spark.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? That little spark. Oh.
It's got to have that.
Right. Okay, I'm gonna jump out here. You know what's another bad kiss? I'm kind of mad. When a motherfucker ain't got no lips. I'm just saying, if you ain't got no lips, I mean, goddamn. You know what I'm talking about? The upper, not them lips, the upper top of lip.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta have some fat lips. Because ain't nothing like trying to kiss somebody without a lip. It's like, really? Feel like I'm kissing an armpit. Come on, boy. Oh, my back. I'm gonna get some hate mail. It is what it is. But yes, you gotta have some lips. If you ain't got no lips, you probably can't kiss. It is what it is. Knocking teeth and shit. God damn. No, just kiss me on, bite me on the cheek.
And then
it is what it is.
So, that's what I don't like.
Okay, what's enough?
That's what I don't like.
Kisser.
That and the knocking of the, like, if your teeth touch my teeth, how the hell does your teeth touch my teeth? Like if my teeth are touching your teeth, that lets me know what are we doing? Are you my new dentist? Like, no. And then when you leave a ring of saliva in my mouth.
Ew.
Like, no. Like you have more spit in your mouth than, like, you done created a waterfall in the mouth. Like, nasty. And then when you miss the groove, like, we grooving, and you ain't got no groove to your kiss. You just offbeat. Like, you just, who stop? There's a, stop. Like, do you not feel the beat? Like, do you not feel like we in a groove? Your head should go with my head. We should be in a movement. Yeah, we ain't grooving. Then no.
Right. Yes, she said it right there. The big wet kiss and no groove. I'll tell you what is a good kiss, though. I'll tell you what a good kiss is, though. When a motherfucker kiss you right and then bite your bottom lip, just not hard, but just like, that little bit.
Yes, he wants
and then draw
that.
Away.
And, pull it,
and then
you
draw
pull
away.
It a little bit.
Ooh.
You pull a little bit, and you got it.
Yeah.
Or when you don't, or they like lightly like lick your top lip, and then suck a little bit. And then okay. And then get that bottom lip. Ooh.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now but that's a good kisser.
It is.
That's a good kiss.
Right.
Or that one, that one that you know you grab by the hair. You know that one when you grab by the hair, and it's that intense one. Whoo! And then they release your hair while they releasing the lips at the same time. Damn! Oh, I can't even. Oh, yes.
See, I don't think I can try that one. See, I got a problem. Like, I don't really, like, know my own strength at times. You know what I mean? Especially when I get excited. So I can't really do that one right there because, you know, I've been doing mess around and either snatch out your weave or give you whiplash. And you be like, motherfucker, what's wrong with you? Don't pull on my head like that. Like, well, that's what Miss Unbelievable said to do that. Like, fuck your life and Miss Unbelievable.
Disclaimer, Miss Unbelievable's hair is all natural. So if you do have a weave, just show them where the bridge is, and then you can grab it. Because you can't, like, if you get it by the bridge, you can just pull a little bit, it ain't coming out. But if you pull it not by the bridge of the weave, then you can pull it out. I'm just saying, you got to know where to...
I would say, you know what, here's an alternate. I can't try this one either. But here's an alternate. How about you, instead of grabbing her hair, you just grab her neck and just hold that thing, just a little bit of pressure. Just a little bit.
Hey,
and then kiss her. And do that bite and pull back. You might get something.
Yes.
Right there. Get it. I'm just saying, right there.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
On the spot.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, I got one more. What about that one that they just lightly put their hands around your neck?
Oh,
and they pull your face close?
Yeah.
And they kind of like putting their thumbs on your throat? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Ow!
And then they move their hands up by your head. Oh, and then get the massage in your head. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm okay.
Get lost in the sauce.
Right. All right. What other jazzy questions? Did you have that we can address?
My other question was, what's the weirdest place you ever had sex?
Hmm.
You know, there's some weirdies out there.
I'll go first.
Weirdest place. Okay.
My weirdest place. Okay, so we just, like, a few years ago, I think I said this before, we got a federal courthouse built, and my crazy behind was like, ooh, I should go have sex in front of the courthouse, a federal courthouse building. And so parked in the parking lot because it wasn't secured yet. So parked in the parking lot, got out, had sex, got back in the car, and I thought about it. Do you not know that that's a federal building? Yeah. No. So, yeah, that was the weirdest place in front of a federal building, in a parking lot. Outside the car. Didn't have, didn't think about being inside the car. You know, you can't see me inside the car. But, yeah, I got outside the car. Who would thought? Get outside the car. Show your face and your body in it. Outside the car. Okay.
Well, damn. Yeah, because initially I was like, okay, they was in the car. Okay. I can see the risk, though. You think a guard could pull up, and y'all dead, y'all ticket, whatever, make y'all stand in the street, butt naked, whatever. But damn, she said, no, they got out the car. Okay, I heard a felon E. I'm going to start calling you felon P. It is. I'm just saying. Here's what it is. You can get a charge fucking with you.
You would. Just say I like to do it, and I'm Janet Jackson for real. Anywhere, anytime, any place. I'm really her, and I'm trying.
Hey,
as older I get,
on that.
Okay,
that
but the older I get, the more I want to be more dangerous. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Like, shh, be quiet. They're looking at me like, what? Be quiet. Just shh, be quiet. Do it in front of your mama. Hold on. Shh, be quiet. Do it in front of your kids. Hold on. Shh, be quiet.
Pull that cover back.
Your grandmama. Shh. Be quiet. What do you think? Ooh, but you know what the sexiest thing would be? Like, if I'm in an elevator and you tell me to take my panties off and then you get to play with me in the elevator and people's in the elevator and you got to be quiet. I'm just too much. No? Okay.
Nope. Elevator, car.
Yeah. Because the movie theater's played out.
I was just,
the movie theater, everybody done did it in the movie theater. You know. Movie theater's old. That's like having sex on the plane. Those two is old. You got to recreate something else.
Yeah.
She said, okay. All right. So how about you, Jazzy? Where this place?
I guess it's weird, but you know how you have the family function, all the families, you know, around, so you sneak off
mm-hmm.
in a little side bathroom or closet.
Mm-hmm.
And be trying not to make too much noise because all the family around. And they like, dang, they disappeared. Where they went?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Standing around there hoping one of them kids don't come around there.
Don't open the closet.
Right.
Shh, be quiet. All right, Iman, so what about you? Where this place,
mine's
buddy?
Mine is... I don't have one, sorry. What? I don't have one. I'm basic.
I know that's a lie, you monster.
I don't got one. I wish I did.
But you, let me tell you how we know you lying. You see how your voice went? It went
all
regular,
the way up.
And it went real high.
Wow, I don't have one. I'm basic. Yeah, okay. We need you to run that again. Cause one thing I know, Jazzy. He an Aries. I'm an Aries. You an Aries. I'm going to put $20 in the jar. My nigga, you an Aries. Let's go.
No, I don't go to church. That was a joke in there, people. I hope y'all got it. Anyways.
I don't have one.
Let's see.
In the front room watching TV.
Yeah.
Who was there?
I mean, obviously it was a lady there. It wasn't Pornhub night. It was somebody else there. I mean, it
was
just me.
Was there family around? Oh.
No. No. Kids, mom, put the kids to bed. Said, hey, let's have sex. And we were watching TV. Wow. I'm so basic.
Y'all looking like, what the fuck? Oh, you lying. Why you lying?
Why? You hear the pause? You hear the silence.
No.
You hear the silence. Because we like,
no,
try it again, you little liar. Try it again. Go away.
Okay.
Definitely not believing that.
I have to say, probably the winter spot probably was in a job parking lot on the bumper of a car in the winter time. And I mean, it was cold, but it was so cold, like, you didn't even recognize how cold it was. It was like dead winter. I think it was even snowing outside. I don't even know how we even got to that point. Obviously, she was on a mission, but somehow we got to that point. But that would have to be the weirdest spot, outside dead winter in the snow while it's snowing on a bumper of a 7-deuce Cadillac. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I probably have to be the weirdest. I can't think of nowhere else. Not that's weird, you know what I mean? Not that's weird. They already took away the movies and the airplane. I mean, damn, I can't fuck with the airplane. I wish I had a club membership, but no. I always go out with some type of Mormon type girl. So I'm like, no, we don't do that. Okay.
What about
you
a park bench? Anybody? Park bench? No, that's just me. Okay, you again?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Cedar Worth Park, top of the hill.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, public bench. Yeah. Right. Yeah, the benches with the table. If y'all been to the top of the hill, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Don't
you go to the top of the hill.
On the edge. Yeah. Don't eat on the edge. I'm just saying.
Don't you do it.
Don't eat on the edge. I tell you, you eat at the other end. It is what it is.
And then you always got your lovely park and the swing and, you know, all those places. You got the park, you know.
Mm-hmm. The swing. No, I ain't hit the swing yet.
Hit the swing. You'll love it.
The little bouncy bridge on the Jungle Gym, though. The bridge you run across. Look at the wood one with all the little.
Did you say the bouncy bridge?
Yeah. Don't run on the left side, I'm telling you. Oh, that's the timer saying it's the end of the show. Ain't that about it? It is what it is. So, y'all got any last words you guys want to tap on, or, you know, any points you want to make on the things we clowned on tonight?
I'll go.
And there it is.
I'll go. Just have fun. Like, this year, don't hold back. Do it anywhere, any place, anytime. And please believe, you must know how to kiss at all times. Please believe at all times. As the supporter, a sponsor of Monsters Radio, it is indicative and imperative. You know how to kiss. Let your soul speak. I'm just saying.
Let it speak.
What about you, Jazz?
Do whatever you do to the fullest.
Do whatever you do to the fullest.
In that order.
Yeah. All I got for y'all is tune in tomorrow. It's Carmen Cafe, where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve. We're trying to help y'all prevent from getting 30 days. Call in and vent. Y'all know y'all got that one coworker. Act like he run the whole goddamn building. You're not the owner. Sit your ass down somewhere. Yeah. Don't beat him up and get 30 days. Call in. Put his ass on blast. Carmen Cafe. That's what we do around here. And then Friday. Oh, and also we have... don't you have a little spotlight there, Miss Unbelievable, on Comedy Cafe?
I do. The Soul of Me Speaks speaks on Karma Cafe Thursday night, so you will be hearing a spoken word either for Volume 1, Volume 2, or some words of encouragement out of the 30-Day Journal. So I'm just going to ride the clouds of how Karma Cafe goes tomorrow, and best believe you'll be satisfied.
Right, right. For the past 2 weeks, hey, it's been mind-blowing. Like, wow, I don't know how you come up with this stuff, but you do. So, all right, don't forget about those. We also got Monstrous Monday and Takeover Tuesday, the other nights of the week that we're on. Don't forget you can get involved with the show. We now have our chats open. You can also leave us messages on the Monstars, and that's how you can connect with us. You connect with Jazzy, you connect with Miss Unbelievable. You can also connect with me. So, all right, that's our show for tonight. Hopefully, your Wednesday will end up being wet. But like she said, if you don't know how to kiss, your ass better start practicing on something. I'm just saying.
Practice on your hand.
Or a pillow. And remember, y'all, we had a lot of content that we did not go over. Trust and believe, we will definitely hit it, whether we hit it Thursday, Friday, or next Wednesday. We will definitely get that content that we was talking about out. So once again, listen to our show. Keep listening, y'all. Keep listening. We going to get to it. Yes, we going to get to it.
Right. All right, y'all. We up out of here. Deuces.
Hey.
Peace.